Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Heard a little Clay Travis on the way in this morning, and
uh-oh.
I thought he brought up an interesting point with the Jags playing on Thursday night. This timetable thing may move up, and he's like, it may happen today, right?
Well,
and
maybe
yeah, it might not be the Chiefs, but it may happen today because they play a game on Thursday, and man, you just want to get this thing over with if you're them, I believe.
Or maybe you trade him after the game on Thursday, and he plays with his new team on Sunday and plays two games in 1 week with two different teams.
We'll show you, pal.
Maybe he's the first, but he would love to do that, right? He'd be the first NFL player, I would imagine, right, to play in two NFL games in the same week with two different teams. I mean, Ryan, look that up. Use the Google or the Ask Jeeves. That's what you need to do. You need to ask Jeeves this morning. I think Google purchased them, but ask Jeeves and see what he says about that.
Like Dion.
Yeah.
Ask football and baseball in the same.
Ask.com now.
Oh, is it like a written Jeeves? I always thought like Ask Jeeves was going to be a good website. Like I could ask that person anything and they'd actually have a real answer, but they don't. It's the same as any other search engine.
Go ahead and use Google.
Yeah, just go ahead and
use that. It's funny because I actually looked up Ask Jeeves on Google.
On Google? And what did it say? Just went to ask.com?
It told me that it's been purchased and bought out. Now ask.com.
All right. Well, there you go. Jeeves
is
dead.
So what happened to Jeeves? Did he get his
He got his buyout.
He got his nut and he's on?
Yeah.
For something else?
He's hiding in a cabin out in Montana, probably, Josh. Yeah,
living the American dream.
Doing what you do best. Buy out life, baby. Give it to me.
Start something, have somebody buy it.
Anybody you talk to that has a company, their goal is to sell it and move on. Yeah. It's not to sit there and continue to be an American success story. It's how much do you want to pay me for this company and I'll move on.
Is a dollar sign enough? To have me venture somewhere else.
Sure it is. Usually the answer is yes.
I was a big web crawler fan. I thought that one was going to be.
I forgot about that one.
One was going to be the thing.
But that's right. That's a good one.
That's stock turn out for you.
Is that one no more to get it bought out of somebody?
Webcrawler.com.
Did crawler get his nut?
Web.com now. Yeah, that guy's sitting in a cabin in Idaho right now at the Salmon River fishing.
Yeah.
Snake River, I think that's what it is in Idaho.
Moon River.
So normally this would be like a Friday afternoon, right?
Sure.
Team plays on Sunday. You make the move at like 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Right. That's usually when it comes, right? That's been the big deal.
Does Wednesday 3 o'clock then happen today? Or
I think he ends up playing there in Jacksonville still. I just don't think they're going to make a move. I think right now, I think a lot of teams are looking at the asking price and they're saying, wow, two first round picks. And for most teams, that's a big haul. I mean, if you give up your first round pick this year and your first round pick next year in the draft, or I should say 2020 and 2021, that's a big haul for a lot of teams. Now, if you're a team like the Chiefs or the Patriots or somebody that is, you know, a winner that's going to be picking late in the draft and late in those rounds, it's not a big a deal as if you're, say, like, you know, we talked about yesterday, Josh, with the Pittsburgh Steelers having an 0-2 record and no quarterback right now. Their draft pick is going to be a lot better than what the Kansas City draft pick is going to be. So teams like that are probably looking at Jalen Ramsey, like two of those for that guy. I don't know that.
I'm also still confused about the Steelers one. Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But he is under contract for a while. I mean, he's only in his second year in the NFL, so it's a long term type of deal.
When you're in house, you believe in the backup.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, you really can't believe in Mason Rudolph, right? Like, you can't look at that and think that he's going to go out there and win games. He's not going to go out there and win games for you like Big Ben is. But I think that was more of a move for the future, unless they were just too deep into it at that point in time where they couldn't pull out.
The process is already going on. We're screwed.
We already agreed. Maybe they agreed to the deal on Saturday or something like
that. They're getting rushed by the Dolphins. They're like, we know your quarterback's out. Let's do it.
Yeah, do the deal. Or, you know, who knows what happened? But that one was really odd for me. I saw that yesterday, too, and I thought I had the exact same reaction. I'm like, why are the Pittsburgh Steelers making this move now? And then you look at Minka Kelly's contract, and you're like, okay, he's got a couple of more years left on it where he's going to be.
Did he do Minka Kelly all day yesterday,
Just one time yesterday. Okay, just once yesterday. And he corrected me.
I completely ignored it. It was two times.
Was it two times?
I ignored it the second.
Okay. That's not like a whole show thing.
Okay, I didn't remember it was the second. I know I did it one time yesterday.
I think it might have just been reflex the second.
Maybe it was, but you had to get rid of one of the Fitzpatricks down in Miami, so they moved on from Minka. And, he does have a couple of years left on a fairly team-friendly deal. I mean, he's a young guy in this league who's on his rookie contract. So the Pittsburgh Steelers are looking at that as an upgrade. And quite honestly, say the Pittsburgh Steelers are picking 15 next year, which is probably a logical place for them. Maybe it's higher. I don't know. Are you going to get a player that you perceive to be as good and NFL-ready as that guy? Well, the answer is who the hell knows? Maybe a quarterback at that point in time. But are you sucking for Tua this year, or are you going to really suck and go out and get the kid from Clemson and really tank for Trevor, I guess is what they're saying right now? So maybe that's what they want to do. But maybe you're going to have a lot of teams that are tanking for Trevor right now, because clearly the Miami Dolphins are in that camp. And now they have three first-round picks next year where they can do a whole heck of a lot of stuff in that draft.
But I'm with you. I saw the Fitzpatrick haul, and you're like, okay, is this going to all get silly now? Mm-hmm. Because I'm in the camp. I like Jalen Ramsey for this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
I know.
He's like your Ben Zobrist rent-a-player. Sure.
I know he wants to get paid. I know he wants to get paid among the best. Mm-hmm. I know he wants out of Jacksonville. Do you want to win for the rest of the season? You can move on and do whatever afterwards.
Right.
If it was like truly like free market, open market, no draft trade compensation or whatever, I'd just be like, can you give us 14 games and the playoffs? And then you go do you. Someone's going to pay you. It's just not going to be us. It's not in our budget. But we're ready to win now. Do you want a ring too? Do you want to hold up that trophy too and then go get paid? Do you want to be? It's hard to have those discussions when they're with another team. Right?
Sure.
And two, it's hard to just say, Jacksonville, we're only going to give you this because we're not re-signing him.
Right.
Okay. We just really want him for the remainder of the year. I wish it could go down that way, because I'd be firmly in the camp of that. I don't want to pay him. I don't think the Chiefs could be in the market to pay him, to pay another defensive guy when you got the quarterback and everything looming. But from a skill set perspective, is there going to be anybody better or equal to him the remainder of this year that's available? No.
Well, Patrick Peterson is really the only one, and we don't even know if he's going to be available.
And it feels like, I don't think it's, but it feels like that, like, are you ready now? Are you ready? Like, they're calling every day, like, you ready now?
Oh,
are you
sure?
Today's the day. Are you ready now? Are you ready now? And they're not budging. And what if they don't? So I like him for a short term. That doesn't seem like it's the right fit, which is why I don't think it'll happen for the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are in the full, we want this for the short term with you. You want a long term and to get paid and all those things. Ain't happening here.
Well, no, and we talked about that yesterday, probably, I guess, in the 7 o'clock hour, Josh. And really the difference for the Kansas City Chiefs is, number one, they really like the guy. I mean, you saw his press conference yesterday, 16 minutes of whatever that was
awesome.
Yesterday.
I
mean, so the Chiefs are looking at that like, do you really want this in your locker room? Like, him acting like that in front of the media, like, for us, for our purposes.
Oh, from the outside looking in, it was
fantastic.
Awesome. It was a great, it was a fantastic 16 minutes.
Right, it really was. Yeah. It was outstanding. Yeah. But that is a microcosm of what you would have to deal with inside the locker room. And I know that they don't want to deal with that inside the locker room. They had a player like that before. His name was Marcus Peters. They traded him to the Los Angeles Rams. They didn't want to deal with somebody like that. And so they moved on and they got rid of Marcus Peters and Jalen Ramsey. From everything that I've been told, is like Marcus Peters 2.0, like a carbon copy. But the real holdup is, Josh, and you mentioned the money side of things, the guy is going to want to get paid. And like I said, we talked a little bit about it in the 7 o'clock hour yesterday, is that the Chiefs right now don't necessarily have the budget to pay Jalen Ramsey to be the highest paid corner on your roster, or in the NFL, I should say, because you got to pay the quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is going to get his money. Chris Jones is going to get his money. And now you've got a third guy who wants to be the highest paid defensive back in the NFL. Well, that just doesn't fit under the budget right now with where the Kansas City Chiefs are. And you can say what you want about the salary cap. You can say what you want about how much money these teams are spending on salaries. Right now, Jalen Ramsey just isn't part of that budget, and they can't make him part of that budget. So if they could get him for the rest of this year and they knew he was going to play next year and not hold out and not be a pain in the ass, then maybe we're having a different type of conversation. But I think right now, with where the Chiefs are from a financial standpoint, where their mindset is going into next season, and that's the thing, Brett Veach does still have to think about the future. He, as much as we're all committed and everybody's all in on this year as fans, the general manager, the owner, the head coach, you have to go, all right, how are we going to make this work in a couple of years? And do we want to make a trade for this guy knowing that he's going to hold out next year in training camp and maybe show up in a Brinks truck or a helicopter, however the hell he's going to arrive in St. Joe or wherever training camp is next year? The Chiefs are looking at that going, we just don't want to deal with that. And I can't say that I blame them. Like, their main goal is to win right now, okay? Their main goal is to win, and they want to eliminate as much drama as possible. Bringing Jalen Ramsey into the fold brings you a good football player, but he also brings a lot of drama and baggage that this organization right now just doesn't want to deal with. They've dealt with enough. They don't want to deal with any more. And they're at that point right now where, hey, if Jalen Ramsey's going to not want a new contract and not fight for a new deal and not hold out and all that other kind of stuff, then maybe we would consider it. But right now, that's not something the Kansas City Chiefs are considering.
Ramsey had a fantastic news conference yesterday in Jacksonville, and he says it wasn't him that was the leak. Like, you just did 16 minutes on the media. I'm pretty sure you guys were the leak.
Well, let's be clear about something. In regards to that, I didn't leak that information. Me and my agent, we are not the ones who leaked that information.
Who did?
And I was very strict about that because I did not want it to get out, and I didn't want it to be a distraction. I didn't want everybody asking my teammates all type of questions throughout the week. So let me be real clear about that. I was not the one, me and my team, we was not the one that leaked that information because I thought about my teammates. I thought about stuff like that. So y'all need to ask the other side or whoever.
the other side or whoever. Oh, you're in, man. I mean, you're embedded with the Jags right now, aren't you?
Yeah, really. Really good man. Stuff, James.
I know y'all got a lot of questions, man. I really don't want to answer, you know, too many questions from everybody. It's a lot of people in here today. I don't want to answer every single little question that y'all got about different situations and what came about to lead to this point. I have nothing bad or negative to say at all about anybody in this building.
Except the coach.
It happens. It is what it is. I think everybody, for the most part, knows what's up. So I don't really too much want to speak on it and give no detail. I'm gonna let God do his work. I'm going to let my agent do his work, and everybody going to work it out. And I'm going to focus on what I can focus on. And right now, that's being a good teammate still while I'm here. But my guys, and just being Jalen, man, at the end of the day.
Just being Jalen.
Right.
He totally, like, ignored that there was, like, any altercation with the coach. I mean, that was, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I hate when players do that.
Yeah, did you expect to get defined or suspended or anything for that? For what?
For what? Yeah, I mean, you were screaming at the coach on the sidelines, man. You got into it. But the coach did march back over to Jalen Ramsey, too, so he should be fined as well.
Good
stuff.
He had a part where he said something like, he's like, you know, I don't want to mislead you guys, but I just don't want to answer most of this.
Right, then don't get up there and hold a press conference, yeah, you know? Like,
I don't want to don't make me lie, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, to his credit, he did say several times, like, I don't want to give you the headlines that you're looking for.
Sure,
like
he
does. Yeah, right, he doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, he wants the headlines.
I don't
he
know if you know this. You're going to be the headline regardless.
It was a
the headline is going to be, quote, I don't want to give you the headline.
Right. No matter what you say, sir, it's going to be a headline tomorrow, especially down here in Jacksonville.
It was fantastic. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on it throughout the show today and see if there's any movement with Jalen Ramsey and whoever, because they have a game on Thursday night, might speed up the timetable this week. Meanwhile, the NFL, I'm calling it the NFL transfer portal.
It seems like
that's
it
what
now,
it
right?
is now. It is fully wide open. Next.
We need to dive through the coach's phone, but we're going to look through the offense, see if we can find some sins.
Good stuff.
Fesco in the morning.
So it's fully open now. If you don't like your situation in the NFL, you better, like, speak up or forever hold your peace. I feel like we're getting to that stage already.
Well, it is that stage, Josh. I mean, I think a lot of conversation I saw yesterday from the talking heads all over the networks, no matter which one it is that you watch, we're all making the comparison to the NBA. And a lot of folks were talking about how National Football League players are looking at the NBA and players saddling up and demanding trades and forming super teams. And they're like, well, I want in on this party too. We're the National Football League. We generate more revenue in sports than anybody does of the Big Four in the United States of America. We want in on this. And look, I've been saying all along, and really for the last 10 years since the last labor agreement was signed, I don't think the players really realized how much leverage they truly have. And I think now as we get towards the next collective bargaining agreement, Josh, players are starting to realize, hey, we are the product here. You know, we're the product. We're what everybody wants to see. We're what everybody wants to watch. And without us, the National Football League is nothing. And so they're starting to kind of pull their weight around a little bit in a way that they possibly can by demanding trades and threatening to sit out and things of that nature. I know the NFL wanted to have a labor deal in place by the start of the season, which was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wait, they didn't get that done, did they?
No. I still think it's going to be very, very ugly. I think the NFL players are really going to dig in this time and tell the NFL, look, we're not going to play until you give us what you want. And I think the freedom to move around and have the ability to change teams may be something that NFL players want, because it sure as hell seems like, from everything that we've seen over the last couple of weeks, as soon as it starts to go bad, NFL players want out. They want to be traded. They want to move to another team, and they want to be on a winner. And I can't say that I blame them, because you only get so many years to play in this league, right? Do you want to waste them in Jacksonville, Florida? Do you want to waste them in Phoenix, Arizona? Do you want to waste them out in Denver now? That's a bad franchise right now. Do you want to waste those years in a place like Carolina? No, guys want to go and play for a winner. Guys want to have an opportunity to win. And they're not ashamed and shy of saying it right now.
Steve Young, ESPN. Players have too much power.
It is now the NBA. I think, obviously, Antonio Brown proved it. He ended up in the Patriots. Just act that way, and you end up in the Patriots. And look what the Dolphins did. Lose a game, the first game, like, call my agent. I want out of here. This is the NBA now. And front office of the NFL are going to have to deal with the fact that if you lose a couple games or get into all sideline altercation, that guy's going to demand a trade. He's a big name. What are you going to do about it? And I think at this point, it seems like they're capitulating to it. They didn't put out a hard line. There's no one going to be traded. They're going to have to come together as a league and say, we're not going to do this, because it'll be insane. Every guy that's on a bad team's like, get me out of here. Give me the Patriots. Give me the Chiefs. Call their agent, and they'll start talking about it, and then it'll become true.
Which is true. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could completely play both sides of this, because I feel their pain. Like,
right.
My window's very short in the NFL. Like, I'm only playing 5 years. But I can play their side that says, well, pull on the rope for those 5 years. Like, you signed a contract. Someone signed you to a contract.
Sure.
Okay? You're taking the money. Try to make your team better. But also, I realize, man, the players just, man, I was hoping they didn't notice.
Yeah.
Now they've noticed. Now they've noticed. They have the power. They do have the power to do this if they choose to. I am kind of surprised, though, the teams are just going, okay, you're out.
Right.
Like, they're just right now in the freakout mode. Like, someone squeaks, we want out, and they're moving you in like 2 seconds.
Sure.
So, it's going to be wide open. It almost feels like, though, that there should be almost like a deadline. Like, there's the NFL trade deadline, but there's also the bitch about where you're at deadline.
Right.
Like 4 weeks in.
You got the month of September,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're going to give everybody 4 games. It's kind of like the redshirt thing now in college. Mm-hmm. You get 4 games, right? Right. Everybody gets 4 games. You decide where you're at. Then you have to say, am I in or am I out?
Right.
And that's it.
And then you get to move on.
Then you can't do anything until the end of the season. But I don't want to completely shut it down, because if I'm a player, I absolutely want to have that kind of say on where I want to be and if I want to be with a winner. But then there's part of me, too, that says, it's 2 weeks, man. It's sometimes it's 2 weeks, and you're really in this position. And if you're a Dolphin, are you just a fool? You should have done this before the season.
Right.
This looked like a train wreck from day one. So yeah, I'm voting for the week four moratorium. You got to decide you're in or out.
Well, and I think Steve Young, of all people, to complain about players, you know, wanting to move around. I mean, this was a guy who signed with the USFL. I mean, this was a guy who did not go to the NFL.
Who used his leverage
to get more money,
yes,
you know, from the USFL.
He had a choice.
Right.
And he was able to take advantage of it and really did well for himself.
He did. He signed a 10-year, $40 million contract with the USFL and took payments over the course of 40 years to help out the team. So I'm still thinking he's getting paid by somebody in the USFL. Yeah, I don't know if he's getting his money anymore. But
I think that I would have, right, maybe should have locked down something better on that one.
Probably. probably, yeah. but that's what he did. I mean, he took that annuity, and so he was getting paid for 40 years, allegedly, by the USFL, which is a smart move when you think about Bobby Bonilla still getting paid, you know, by the Mets. But then he uses leverage on that to make more money, then went to Tampa, didn't like it there, got his leverage traded, and went to San Francisco. And so, and then used leverage there to ultimately get Joe Montana traded to Kansas City. I mean, so Steve Young used his leverage across his entire career in professional football. So he's the last guy who should be out here complaining and bitching about players trying to use their leverage. That's really all players have. I mean, players really don't have that much power in the NFL. And when you have the opportunity to use that power, you go ahead and you use it. I understand why players are doing that. I get it. It makes sense to me. I totally understand why players want to use their leverage. And that's why I never really get mad at players anymore for holding out and not being a part of something, because they have very limited opportunities. I mean, think about it this way. If your career was over by the time you were 35 at the latest, and you had an opportunity to make as much money as you possibly could until you were 35, wouldn't you use your leverage well?
But you had no decision of where it was you were working.
Right. Yeah, right. But you had to work here, and you had no choice. Well, wait a second here. But that company wants to pay me more money.
It's so backwards when you think about it.
Right, like, it is.
Imagine, you're a college graduate,
right?
And I mean, you can make nice money.
Sure,
but you have no decision making. Like, I don't want to be at this. Well, that's tough. That's this company
we picked you. Sorry,
you're ours.
You're
this
ours.
Company, this company picked you,
right? I mean, and you're going to make this money for the backwards. First 4 years, and then you know.
And I feel like they just finally discovered it. And you're like, oh crap, the cat's out of the bag now.
It is, and I think the cat's out of the bag in a big way. And I think the players are kind of united on this, and they're not going to settle for anything less than giving an opportunity and getting that opportunity to make as much money as they possibly can. I mean, the owners do it all the time, man. The owners are making hand over fist dollars in this league, and the players are looking at it and go, no more. We want our cut. And we want what's fair. And I think we're headed for an ugly, ugly battle between the owners and the players.
69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. There was a report that got everybody stirred up yesterday. I think I have the player involved next.
I'll turn this damn bus around. That'll end your precious little field trip pretty damn quick, huh?
Fesco in the morning.
So I know there was a tweet that got everybody recharged on Jalen Ramsey yesterday. It came from Diana Rossini of ESPN.
I thought you were talking about the one from that dog.
Yeah, I thought that was the one he was going to go with, too, because that kind of got everybody could a little recharged
at
around 9 o'clock.
Insider Leroy, I believe. Yeah.
I believe that was...
Credit Bark Bark with the story. Yeah. Everybody's running with it. Oh, yeah. My God, a dog said it.
Yeah. Dog's been right true. On a couple of occasions.
But she had tweeted out, there are teams interested in trading with the Jacksonville Jaguars for Jalen Ramsey. This is what I'm told. It's been offered so far. A first in 2020 and a fifth in 2021 from an NFC team, and a first in 2020 and a player from an AFC team. And the only conclusion I could come to was the Chiefs were the AFC team, and they'd offered Luke Hoche.
Oh, is that what it was, Hoche?
Yes.
Yeah. What about Frank Gore?
He's involved in every single trade. Rossini then later on the Will Cain show on ESPN said that the Chiefs weren't in.
The Chiefs right now, from what I can gather, are not in. Could that change? Yes.
But they're not in.
But they're not in because
Hochaver
change.
Hochaver is not available.
Well, everything can change, but yes, but you're holding out to the you're holding on to the hope of everything could potentially change. And as we were talking before the show, you may be in and want Jalen Ramsey, but the team isn't in, yeah. And they don't want Jalen Ramsey. And that's what we're dealing with.
Then the funny other one I heard was, if it was a player involved, well, of course it was going to be Reggie Ragland
was the name.
And I thought, that's so Hochaver.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
That, the joke was Hochaver, okay?
Right. Now the joke has become Reggie Ragland.
Now you're giving me Ragland? I'm like, yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same joke we're saying. It's not happening.
Nobody wants Reggie Ragland.
I mean, I haven't had 4 hours to hash this out with you, Kling, but I know how Bob feels about it, and then I know the information that Bob's been getting, and I know how I feel about Jalen Ramsey, and I want
Jalen Ramsey the player. Right. I just know that the Chiefs don't want Jalen Ramsey the player, so I've moved on.
I feel like the fan in me and the logical end of me needs to like somehow come to some reconciliation.
Very natural.
Because at this point, I'm like, no. Go get Jalen Ramsey. I'm like refreshing Twitter every 5 minutes on my phone. I've got like, notifications set for Schefter and Therese and all the guys, like, just in case some news breaks, I gotta hear it. And I think a lot of Chiefs fans are on that edge right now. But it's becoming more and more clear as the night's gone on, and as you know, we listened to Therese on the drive yesterday, and he's saying, look, you know, right now it doesn't sound like it's going to happen. And I think that, you know, we've got unsubstantiated reports where people are saying, well, it's a done deal with a first and a third. Man, we got to start realizing that maybe the Chiefs just aren't into him as much as we are. Like, I feel like that's the case right now. Like, the Chiefs and Brett Veach, or whoever is going to pull the trigger, be it Andy Reid saying, hey, go get this guy, be it Brett Veach saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. I don't know what the hierarchy of that structure is going to look like, but right now it appears as though whoever is in that catbird seat isn't as into Jalen Ramsey as I am.
I think there's three people that are sitting around making that decision. It's Clark, it's Andy, and it's Brett. I think the three of them are sitting in a room saying, what do we want to do with this situation? And they all have to come to a consensus, whether it's 2-1 or however you want to look at it, a unanimous consensus. Right now, the consensus is, though, that that's not a guy that they want to add into this organization. I've been saying it for the last couple of days. I've kind of been saying it since August, you know, when it originally came out, Tyreek Hill for Jalen Ramsey. And the initial response that I got was, oh, we're not interested in Jalen Ramsey. And I just think the Chiefs as an organization have gotten to the point as of right now where this isn't a fit for them. Now, could things change? Yeah, things may change. Maybe, you know, he decides to not
until he goes somewhere else, the door is still open.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
So that's
yes.
Why I think it's still important, Ryan, to have your notifications on, and any fan, your notifications on to find out what happened.
Because
I think they're doing it? No. Would I like them to do it?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You want Jalen Ramsey, the player
and then
here.
The door is not closed until you see somebody else has acquired him.
Right. And then,
okay,
then
so,
you move
so
on.
Everything can be... You can still live in whatever world you want to live in until that point in time.
Sure.
That's fine.
And that's fine. And you want to live there as a fan. I get it, because I want to live there. I want Jalen Ramsey, you know, just as much as anybody does, because he makes the defense that much better. But I believe, from what I've been told, that it's not an option right now for the Kansas City Chiefs. And again, as Diana Rossini said, could it change? Yeah, anything could change. But as where we sit right now, not a possibility. Let's shout it out. 693-06 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. Protein House is going to be out at Rally House with us on Friday at the Town Center location. Ryan's going to be cooking up hot dogs as well on the grill provided by Susie and Sales. And Protein House is going to be providing breakfast. And we are going to be providing a show and giving you an opportunity to win a Patrick Mahomes jersey out at Rally House Town Center. You have to be there between 6 and 10 to register. Each hour we'll be giving away a Rally House gift card as well. So come on out. You don't need to be present to win the Patrick Mahomes jersey, but you have to show up to register to win. Friday between 6 and 10, Rally House Town Center, Leawood.
Is there a particular temperature I need to make sure the hot dogs get to? I don't know.
Warm.
The safety precautions of this.
You're good. You know when a hot dog's
they're
done,
fine.
Right?
It's not, yeah. I mean, it's,
but people do have their preferences.
No one wants a bloody hot dog.
Do you want it? Do you want it lightly, yeah, or burnt?
Yeah, I like mine medium rare.
Yeah,
that's me.
But they're already cooked, so you're just really warming them up. Is essentially
what
you're doing. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So you mean there's no such thing as a raw dog?
You could. What you could do? No, there's not, according to Fat Mahomes. But what you could do is bring a pot of water, boil them, and then just finish them on the grill if you really want to do it nicely.
Finish him.
Or I'll bring my roller, Ryan. I'll bring my dog roller.
That's a pretty good idea.
And then you
that's a pretty good idea.
Dish them
you
off
do
of
have
that.
A roller, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, that sounds like fun.
So we'll see you Friday.
Come on out. Subway's, we had that one, didn't we? Subway's good breakfast food, but it'd be more appealing if they didn't refer to regular egg as a yellow egg. Didn't we have that the other day?
This is the first time hearing of this.
I feel like I read that the other day. Step up your game, Texter.
Do they call it a regular egg?
Yeah, apparently they call it a regular egg. No.
They just say eggs.
Yellow egg.
Oh, yellow egg.
Or scrambled
egg. As opposed to what?
Well, egg white.
Egg white, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe there's no white. Maybe it's just the yolk.
We always wonder what to do with that.
Yeah, man. So Subway's taking all your yolks when you're separating egg
whites.
Does
anybody ever walk in and be like, can I get an egg yolk omelet? Is that a thing?
I don't think so. Do you just say an omelet, right? You never just use the term egg yolk. If you don't want the yolk, you say, I just want the white.
Get those whites the hell out of here.
Can you just order the yolk? I don't know. That's a great question now. Does anybody know?
I think you should be able to, because what are they going to do with it? Wasting these yolks?
A lot of yolks are going down the drain, man.
660 had a dream that Bob and I went fishing around Seattle. Never met Bob or been to Seattle.
Wow, I'll go fishing with you in Seattle, man. I was actually thinking about Seattle the other day. My cousin lives up in Seattle, and they're always like, come on and visit. I'm like, all right, maybe I'll go up to Seattle and visit, though. I like salmon. I like fishing. One of my mentors lives up in the Seattle area, so I'd like to go visit him as well. I'm in on that. Let's plan a trip.
Interesting.
You think we could do like a show trip where we get people to go with us and we take a trip as a whole show?
I don't want to spend a weekend with you. What's the one thing you have to have at Quick Trip?
Iced tea.
This person says pepper jack taquitos. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I like their iced tea selection at Quick Trip. They got an array.
Step up my roller game.
Yes, Steph. Why are we limiting to one?
Yeah, you know, it's always two for a dollar.
But what's the
isn't
one
it?
Thing you have?
Well, I'm
to
usually
have.
Getting something out of a fountain drink, but
yeah, for me,
that's
it's
the
it's
one.
The iced tea
big
with
fan
extra
of the
ice.
Big Q.
Big
yeah.
Q. Yeah.
Love the Big Q.
I like it in the summertime when it goes on sale for like 59
that
cents.
Soft pretzel with cheese.
I like when the Big Q is actually the Big Q and not the reduced version that they tricked us with.
Yeah, they
yeah,
did.
It was like
ago.
A thinner
yeah.
cup.
Yeah, thinner. Yeah. Has anybody had the pumpkin pretzel yet from Quick Trip?
Ooh, no. Not. I'm not a
I bet you it comes with a side of vanilla icing, though.
Oh, boy.
Pumpkin pretzel with vanilla icing?
69306. How's that pumpkin pretzel?
Yeah.
707, I dip spicy nacho Doritos in cottage cheese. Do you have a weird food habit? I think you have a weird
I think
food
you
habit.
Have a weird
spicy
food habit.
Spicy nacho
yeah.
cheese Doritos in cottage cheese.
Huh.
That doesn't sound terrible.
No, it really doesn't.
My my kids, they like cheese, right? So we get the block cheese and we'll cut it up.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally I'll take some of that cheese and I like to eat it with pickles, just pickles and cheese.
All right.
Is that weird?
No, I don't think so.
It's delicious. I know that. That's for sure. I'm waiting just to see where he goes. He will probably go to a good. Oh, that's not. That's shout out to Kling, who must have gotten a new deal after holding out the past couple of days. That's good.
I'm not even valid here anymore, to be perfectly honest. I'm hoping to get validation later today that I'm still here. So.
Yeah, you don't have one of these new IDs.
I don't.
That's right, so yes.
I'm not even really here. Just go about your business.
I was going to call the police this morning. I
saw you
without
that badge. What the hell was in this building?
He's
following me into the door. It was weird. The only ham and cheese sandwich is a ham and cheese with butter on it.
Ooh. Oh,
gross. Feels like something grandma used to make. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's like grandma lived through the Depression and we're not wasting anything. So you're getting butter on your sandwich today because we have nothing else. Oh, God.
816, I just got a Sonic chili dog because their menu's all day. Just realized my wife don't know me. She thinks it's weird. This is my dinner.
Right now, so you're getting off third shift. Okay, I get
chili
you.
Chili dog
that's
in the morning.
Fine. Yeah.
But if you have a chili dog for breakfast,
I would
I'm
not hold
fine.
That against
fine.
You. No, go chili. We're serving hot dogs at the rally on Friday at Rally House. So who are we to say no chili dogs? You want a chili dog? You get bring a pot of chili Friday, Ryan. Ladle that stuff on the wieners for people.
Okay. We'll add that to Susie's shopping
list. Yeah, please do.
Tell her to get some of that Gold Star chili.
I've got some at the house, actually.
You should bring it.
Should I bring it?
I mean, if it were Skyline, it'd be better, but you know, that's fine. 913 Ryan knows what to do with the hot dog. I don't know what that means. Yes or no on Bubba Starling.
For what?
Is he a thing? Yeah, Bubba's alive. Yeah,
he's around, but if you're asking me, should he be on the team next year, I'd pass. I mean, he hasn't done really much of anything to say we need to keep him around. Brett Phillips is the same kind of guy. I mean, you got two of the same players. So, I mean, it's whatever the Royals decide to do, fine, but they know better than I do. But, like, if I'm looking at it from just a, you know, he's a good outfielder, but he can't hit a lick. So, I mean.
816 says they put garlic salt on applesauce.
Ooh, I put garlic salt on a lot of things. Like, I use garlic salt in lieu of salt a lot, and I think it really takes it up
a notch.
I
don't feel
like
we use that phrase lieu of.
That's why I used it.
That's really good.
That was really good. Oh,
enough.
The buffalo chicken cheese stick at QT is pretty
yeah,
delicious.
It's pretty good, too.
The buffalo chicken what?
It's like in the shape of a hot dog. It's like a buffalo
it's
chicken.
It's essentially a buffalo chicken flavored sponge that they've used.
But it's good.
It's really good.
Both of you are like ashamed to admit that. You're like, that is really good.
You just douse it in that ranch that they leave there sitting out all day, which I don't understand how that's sanitary at all.
No, I don't either. But the one is still the jalapeno dog that's wrapped in the crescent roll thing. The breakfast one.
Oh yeah.
It's like
I've been getting
like
hip to the split
14,000 calories,
wrap.
But you know,
oh,
that's
the
fine.
Split sausage square wraps the money. Pretty I told you that the other day. Yeah. That's good.
Split sausage.
Yeah,
square
they take
wrap.
Half of that jalapeno sausage and then they split it.
Yeah,
and then they put it in a tortilla.
So they butterfly the sausage.
yes, it's butterflied sausage.
Oh, nice.
And then they put egg and pepper jack and they fold it into a square.
and then they slam it into
shove
like a panini
it into your
press.
Face.
Darn straight.
Sounds good.
Someone says they thought you were fired, Josh. No, I'd tell you if we fired Josh. It's just all the rest of them we don't get to talk about.
I had a 3-day hangover from a KU win. Leave me alone.
Did you go to the game?
They don't win on the road very often.
Did you go to the game?
Yes.
Very nice.
I was there. Thanks for updating everybody. That is today's edition of Shout It Out.
Oh, you didn't get in on the AB fart jokes yesterday.
No, you missed out on that. Antonio Brown farted on his doctor.
Right in his face.
Oh, I did see that story. Yeah. That guy's such a clown. Apparently, the Clarks are back.
Yeah.
We'll discuss next.
What the hell was that?
Fesco in the morning.
So this time he released his own tape. I directed the conversation the right way. So I guess the image reclamation tour is underway for Tyreek Hill. Is that how it's going on? There was a video that was circulating all over the place yesterday, and I guess if you like Tyreek Hill, you went yay, and if you don't, you probably don't.
Right?
Like there seems to be. I don't know. He feels the need, I guess, to have everybody like him now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, if he wants to, you know, try to get stuff off the field from endorsement standpoints, he does have to rehab his image. Whether or not you like Tyreek Hill or don't like Tyreek Hill, he has to go out there and rehab his image. Whether you believe Tyreek Hill or you don't believe Tyreek Hill, he does have to still go out there and rehab his image. Because I think Tyreek Hill is one of those players in every city that you have. But it's a 50-50 split, like, with this guy right now. There's either people on his side or there's people against him. I don't think there's anybody in the middle kind of wavering and sitting around going, I don't know if I have my mind made up on this guy yet. One way or the other, you like him or you don't. There's no middle ground with Tyreek Hill right now when it comes to comes to fans, and when it comes to NFL fans, whether it's just in Kansas City, outside of Kansas City. But I think probably outside of Kansas City, he has to rehab his image more than he does inside of Kansas City. I think folks inside of Kansas City have come to accept Tyreek Hill for who he is, the football player. They love watching him play football, and people are willing to look past everything that has happened off the field. Now, there are people in Kansas City who aren't willing to look past what happened off the field, and I understand that as well. But I think outside of Kansas City, the feeling is probably swayed towards they don't like Tyreek Hill versus that they do like Tyreek Hill because, well, he's not on their team, too. Mm-hmm. You know, if he's on your team, mm-hmm. you're going to go out there and you're going to root for Tyreek Hill.
So he put out a video yesterday.
I really ain't started appreciating the game till probably when I almost had the game taken away from me. You know what I'm saying? And that's when it really clicked with me that I really need to start being thankful for the things that I got in front of me. You know what I'm saying? My attributes being included. So I just really started loving the game, appreciating the game, and appreciating the people that put me in this position to play the game that I love, you know what I'm saying? The Clark family, Coach Reed, Brett Veach, you know what I'm saying? All of those guys putting that trust and faith in me, you know what I'm saying, to go out each Sunday and do what I gotta do, you know what I'm saying? Not only on the field, but off the field as well, too, though. So that's why I love being here in Kansas City, man, because the relationships I've made, my family has made, it's just tremendous, man.
So you really started appreciating the game, I guess, when training camp started.
Yep.
Sure, and then,
sounds that way.
And then damn straight, he said the Clark family.
Yes, he did. Way to go. Love it. Couldn't get past that either. Yes. Like, there we go. I had somebody tell me the other day, go, that's a common mistake. Everybody makes that. I'm like, no, it's the Hunt family.
It is really just inside that locker room. And it has just been carried on from generation to generation.
It really
has
been.
In that locker room.
Yes.
The apologies to the Clarks.
In fairness, I mean, Clark is a last name. And I mean, Frank Clark does play for the Kansas City Chiefs. You've heard of other Clarks around professional sports and life. I mean, it is a common name, so people can, see how that's a last name and mistake
there is so much.
Clark is more of a last name than it is a first name.
I understand,
name,
but there is so much history that is passed on.
I understand.
The moment you walk into that place,
you walk in the Hunt and family, the name's on the trophy. It's not the Clark trophy.
And they're not glossing over. They're educating you.
Right. They are. No, they're telling you. Right. They want you to know, especially about Lamar Hunt,
draft
Lamar
picks
Clark.
And everything. The draft picks are yes, we know that. You know, it's the Hunt.
Yes, it's the Hunt family.
And it is continued through Dwayne and Jamal.
Yeah, Jamal said it too, yeah.
Tyreek.
Yeah. That's like three generations of Chiefs players, right, in the span of a lifetime
the Clark
of the NFL.
Family.
But I really think it was Dwayne Bowe that got it all started.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, when he deeply apologized
to the Clarks.
It's got to be just a running joke at this point. It has to be.
Not when you're doing a video like that, no, where you're trying to be sincere and kind of rehab your image a little bit, you know? Like, and the person who put that together says, hey, it's the Hunt family. Let's take two.
I mean, it could be the 1738 of the Chiefs. Like, maybe that's...
Well, that's a fair point.
Maybe that's what they're doing. They're just trying to work it into interviews.
You think it's been working for 10 years now? Because Dwayne Bowe did that back in, like, 2010, man.
I deeply apologize to the Clarks.
That's the Clarks.
The Clark family. Maybe he wanted to say Clark's family.
I feel like I'll always be a Chief. I talked to the Clarks, Mr. Hunt, and Andy Reid. You know what I'm saying?
The Clarks and Mr. Hunt.
Mr. Hunt.
I feel like I'll always be a Chief. I talked to the Clarks, Mr. Hunt.
It's good.
Someone points out Frank Clark did it too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Frank Clark did it as well. Well, his name is Clark. Right. I mean, come on. I
apologize to the Clarks.
Did you ever apologize for calling them the Clarks?
I'll never forget. I remember exactly where I was standing, where he was sitting when that happened. And I could not stop laughing in the middle of that interview with Dwayne Bowe, where he was deeply apologizing to the Clarks.
Tyreek Hill loves KC.
I'm very thankful for being in a great city like Kansas City, man, because ain't no fans like Kansas City fans. I promise you that, man. We got the greatest fans in the world. So y'all keep doing y'all thing. Y'all keep showing up, man, because we need y'all. I promise you. You guys are more important than what you think you are. Like, we love you. Like, I'm telling you this right now. Every guy wants to make a big play because we want to hear you guys scream. Like, every guy wants to take it 70 yards. I promise you that, man. So, thank you guys for everything y'all have done for us, man, for real. I'm thankful, and I'm still hungry for more. It's time to chop some wood, baby, and go win a Super Bowl now.
There you go. Firing them all up. Hey, if he just discovered that he about lost football, that he about lost what he truly loves, which is football, and this sets him on a different way, a different path, different group of people, whatever. Good and fine. Like, if that was his moment, Bob, I appreciate that he had his moment.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you wonder. You wonder what the command loves. Do you truly love it?
Sure.
If he discovered that he truly loved football when it was almost ripped away from him, then great.
Yeah, and that's one of those things too, Josh, where you have to look at it and say, all right, when do you really appreciate what you have in life? Everybody says, for the most part, you appreciate what you have in life when it's gone, when it's taken away, when it's not there anymore. And I think, you know, regardless of where you stand on Tyreek Hill, the message is still there, man. Appreciate every day and appreciate what you have, because it could be ripped from you all of a sudden. I mean, you know, whatever it is, whether it's your wife or your kids or your job or your family or, you know, a tree in your yard, like whatever it is that makes you excited and gets you happy, you have to find a way to enjoy that in life and really appreciate it while you're going through it. And I've said that over the years, especially with the Royals when they were making their run, and now with the Chiefs as they're making their run. If you're not enjoying every day of what our teams are doing and what our teams have done in the last 5 years in this town, you're missing out. If you're sitting there complaining about a move that Ned made in August of 2015 in the bullpen, you're missing the point of what's going on. If you're upset about, you know, the left tackle missing a block in the second quarter against the Oakland Raiders in week two and you can't get past that, you're missing the point of what's going on. You have to sit back and enjoy every one of these moments that is taking place right now and every one of these moments that is happening right before our eyes, because as we know in Kansas City, it's been 50 years since the Chiefs won a championship. It was 30 years for the Royals to win a championship. These special seasons don't happen all the time. They really, really are few and far between, especially in this town, and we have to appreciate and enjoy every one of these moments.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, a lot of barking and grunting. I don't know how that's different from any other time on our show, but we'll get to something coming up that you might enjoy. Coming up at 7 o'clock, it's time for what the internet was freaking out about yesterday.
I get my news from the internet like every other normal person under 70.
Has the whole world gone insane?
It's all fantastic with the internet.
I'm not freaking out!
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Oh, the internet.
brought to you by Broadway Deli. They are the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Open in the Crossroads, open for breakfast, open for lunch. They can cater breakfast and lunch as well. Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. The internet was freaking out because, you know, HBO did this to people. I don't know how and why they should do this to people at HBO. Top three HBO characters of all time and go. And they asked you for your top three HBO show characters of all time.
Right. And they were trying to do like a reboot of something, I guess, with this, right?
And I thought, okay, fine. I'll just give you three. And then as we were kicking this around back and forth, I understand why the internet was freaking out about it.
Yeah, because there are so many great characters. Like,
at the narrow to three? That's like asking me my favorite roller dog, Ryan. It just can't happen.
Yeah, it's like, you know, narrowing down your favorite cheddar, child. You know?
Why do I have to be limited to what's on the roller to just one thing? That's why there's multiple rollers.
Those egg rolls are vastly underrated.
So, Ryan, we'll start with you. Give me your three.
Let's see here. I'm going to start number one. Number one has to be Omar Little. He's my favorite.
Omar
from The Wire.
Coming.
Oh, man, you got to love you some Omar Little. Number two on my list will be Al Swearengen from Deadwood.
Okay.
I don't know how you didn't. Have you never seen
Deadwood?
I've never Deadwood.
I've been to Deadwood, South Dakota, but I've never watched the show.
Well, yeah, okay. You preferred the book, I guess. And number three, I don't know. I didn't see this on anybody's list. This has always been a favorite of mine. The Crypt Keeper.
From Tales from the Crypt.
I loved the Crypt Keeper.
I battled this one.
Popping out of that coffin, scaring the hell out of you.
I battled this one around in my head for a while, and I changed it last night, actually, when I went to bed, because I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I forgot this one. I thought about adding the Fraggles from Fraggle Rock in there, because I thought those were great characters as a kid, and my friend Jason Darrow had home box, and I didn't have home box, so I remember always going to his house and watching Fraggle Rock and thinking that was the greatest thing ever, and I was getting some secret channel that my parents wouldn't spring for.
So when the rest of us were fiddling with our cable box to try to get the nudie movies,
right,
you were fiddling with yours trying to get Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock. Ah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Down in Fraggle Rock. I think
Answer
so.
Answer Cares Away, I believe it is.
Yeah, it's a great theme song. Could you pull that up, please?
Worries for another day. We're not allowed to play
it. That's music play.
You have to sing it.
Down in Fraggle Rock. Down in Fraggle Rock. Down in Fraggle Rock.
Okay, I'm done clapping.
Okay, for me, my three are Tony Soprano comes in at number three for me. I can't believe I left the entire Entourage cast off there because I was Turtle last night, and, you know, I mean, Sloan was so hot. So Tony Soprano for me, Kenny Powers coming in at number two, and for me, Larry David for Curb Your Enthusiasm. I just absolutely love that
didn't
show.
Didn't even have that on the radar.
You didn't even think about that. And then I flipped on the fire about stick, it. And I said, yeah, Kenny Powers.
I just didn't like that show petered out so fast. I was really disappointed.
Season one, Kenny Powers, and season one, Eastbound and Down really is good, tough to beat as like overall TV shows in the history of the world. That season, it's tough to beat that season. But then at season two, oh, my God, what happened after that was
you
bad.
You had Tony Soprano number three.
Yeah.
I have Tony Soprano number one with a undoubtedly.
Don't even say with a bullet.
There will never be another Tony Soprano.
It's a good pun.
See
though.
What I did there?
It's a good pun. Good,
yeah.
Never be another Tony Soprano. So I have Tony Soprano number one. While I like Omar, The Wire is the toughest one. There are so many awesome characters. But I have Jimmy McNulty as my number two.
Yeah, I like Bunk better than McNulty.
And then she gets so much praise for Seinfeld, but Julia Louis-Dreyfus' Selena Meyer character on Veep, 10 times better than her Seinfeld character. She is as pure, despicable, awesome character. Selena Meyer on Veep would be my number three. But a fast riser is NoHo Hank from Barry. If you haven't seen Barry yet,
is that relatively
new show?
Why am I drawing a blank on that guy's name?
The guy from Saturday Night Live, Bill
right.
Hader.
That's the one.
But there's a
good
character,
stuff.
NoHo Hank, who is fantastic, and he's a one to keep an eye on in the next version of this.
I was going to put Susie Greenberg on the list, too, from Curb Your Enthusiasm. And the reason I didn't put her on that list is because, well, I had three others that were better. But I think she could be a great character as well. She's fantastic.
They had a bunch of shows that had multiple really good characters that made it hard to bring to one.
Yeah.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDAF HG2 Kansas City, radio.com, sports station. Of course, you can weigh in 6930. Six. And that's, yes, all the Game of Thrones people very upset at us today. Your chance to win the Flying Horse Taproom gift pack. It is our 7 o'clock hour prize just for listening.
And Ryan always makes it very simple to win.
I do like to keep it easy on the people, unless you're Charles from Leavenworth. Outside of that, I do keep it super simple on you. All you have to do is listen and dial. You'll listen for this.
Stats are for losers.
All right. Mm-hmm. Next time you hear that drop, be caller number.
Let's go with caller number 12 today. Caller 12.
Number 12.
Why 12? Why
12? We'll find out in just a second. 913-576-7610 is the phone number. Next time you hear that drop, be caller number 12. And I will hook you up with a Flying Horse Tap Room gift pack, get you a crowler full of beer and a delicious flatbread pizza, and also an awesome T-shirt from our friends over at the Flying Horse.
There you go. Yes, everyone that watches Game of Thrones is texting us their characters. Wasn't Arliss on HBO? That is true.
That's a good one.
I didn't watch Larry Sanders. I didn't enjoy the Larry Sanders show.
I'm with you on that. Like, everybody thought that was such a great television show. I could have put Arliss on the list as well.
I liked the late night comedy kind of stuff, but Larry Sanders, I for some reason I never liked that show, but so a lot of people say Johnny Drama. Also
yeah,
a good one.
Very good one.
From Entourage.
Yeah.
Again, is Entourage
the best
is a tough one.
From Entourage, because for me, Turtle was on.
Turtle was
fantastic. Great.
Johnny Drama was so over the top that made it probably my favorite character.
But I think
show.
when you're looking at that show, like if you wanted to be one person on that show, the person you really wanted to be deep down inside was Turtle. You didn't have to do anything.
Right. E did a lot of work.
E worked his ass off.
E was kind of the brain
late
right?
the least.
The brains of
and
the operation.
Who, Turtle or E?
Did the most work.
Turtle.
Yeah.
Turtle just lived on the residuals.
But he didn't have to do anything.
He eventually got some play.
Yeah, but you didn't have to do anything. Like, Turtle, like he did not have to do one thing.
He just,
and everything was taken care of.
Started a vodka thing just because. He was bored.
Yeah. I mean, like Turtle's the guy. That's the guy you want to be. That's America's dream right there. Have a rich friend where you can just wake up in a mansion with hot chicks all around you and not have to worry about
Tony
doing
Soprano's
anything.
Soprano's daughter, too.
So, to me, I mean, Turtle, man, that's where it's at.
Jason Whitlock on Fox Sports 1 and the rest of the show he's on, they were chatting.
One man barked at one point.
They were chatting Pats and Chiefs, and, yeah, there was barking involved.
It's an easy answer. It's the Chiefs. It's the Patriots. A little better defense, a little better D. Ooh. So he got back in Kansas City. Much better quarterback, yeah. Oh, wow. And he played them last year and came up just short at home. Oh. And I don't think that they're better than they were last year. And if they are, the Patriots certainly are. Huh? You seeing these receivers for the Chiefs?
They down 10-0 to Oakland.
I mean, if we have to say now, it's the Patriots just because the last time they played, the Patriots beat them.
Thank you.
And it's hard.
The last time they played AFC Championship game.
They lost.
Yeah, the last time, that was in the past.
Let's look through the front window. I don't know if the Patriots, statistically this year, from a defensive standpoint, if it's that impressive, looking at Pittsburgh don't look to be any good this year. Mm. The Dolphins have shown they're not. So defensively, the Patriots stats can be misleading. But if I had to say now, you got to go with the Patriots.
It's the Patriots, man. It's a machine.
Thank you.
And they started off really fast. That's
who's got the better quarterback?
That's the scary thing.
In a quarterback league?
I would never compare those two because you have a young talent and you have a GOAT. I'm not going to ever take
a reigning MVP.
I'm not going to take a reigning MVP over the GOAT. I'm going to take the GOAT. Ooh. He may be better. He may be better now in his career.
Okay, so you're admitting that Patrick Mahomes is better. I appreciate that.
Whitlock defending.
Yeah.
Defending the Chiefs.
That's right.
There you go.
Man barked, and another man took the New England Patriots to be better than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Me and my wife arguing there.
That really was, right? Like
oh,
I,
so you're admitting that Patrick Mahomes is better. Okay.
Okay.
B.A. Homer?
Yeah,
Is that who it was on Fox, on FS1?
That's exactly.
It was B.A. Homer?
Okay, yeah. Cool. But I think, you know, like, gun to head, who's the best team right now? The Patriots are. I mean, they're better defensively right now than the Kansas City Chiefs were. And we talked on Monday, Josh, when you were at the Hamptons, that this Patriots defense right now, many are saying, is the best defense that Bill Belichick has ever had since he's been in New
England. Scary.
Which is very scary because those first couple of championships were built on the backs of one hell of a defense. I mean, like, they were absolutely stunning defensively back in the early part of this century when they first won their couple of championships. Now, there was cheating involved and things that we all know that, but they were still really good football players. To hear multiple people this week come out and say that they believe this is the best defense that Bill Belichick has had over the last 20 years and the fastest defense that Bill Belichick has had over the last 20 years, that was a scary thing to hear, because while I think the Chiefs are better offensively than anybody else in the National Football League, they obviously still need help on the defensive side of the football. That's why the Jalen Ramsey rumors are out there, and everybody's excited about the Chiefs potentially adding Jalen Ramsey or another cornerback, because they know they may be one defensive player away from being able to be a shutdown type of defense that they haven't had here in Kansas City over the last couple of years. But I think when you have Tom Brady, he knows how to win football games. When you have Bill Belichick, he knows how to win football games. And then you put the best defense that Bill Belichick, the best defensive mind in the history of the game, has ever had out there. Yeah, the New England Patriots are scary good. With or without Antonio Brown, they're scary good. And that's why I think both the Patriots and Chiefs are going to be undefeated heading into that Week 14 matchup up in Foxborough. And we're going to see at that point in time who the better coach is that day, Bill Belichick or Andy Reid. And I think ultimately that's going to determine home field advantage throughout the postseason. It's going to determine where the AFC championship game is going to be played, because there's nobody else in the AFC that's even in the same ballpark as the Chiefs and the New England Patriots right now. But as a whole, from 1 to 53, yeah, the Patriots right now still are a better team until somebody beats them. The Chiefs had the opportunity to knock off the New England Patriots at home, and they didn't do it. So you still have to give the crown right now to the Patriots until you go out there and knock the Patriots off.
You got the quarterback head-to-head. I mean, I would love to flip it and go, well, yeah, this is now. But I haven't seen it head-to-head again, right?
Sure.
I saw it last year twice.
Right. Right.
Goat
is 2-0 against Patrick Mahomes.
I can't argue it. So I'll be cool with kind of laying in the weeds in this one. Right?
Sure. Yeah. Why start the hype train now? Just kind of lay in the weeds, and then go there and pop them in the face.
Yeah. You can have this, and then we'll see if it won't settle it, but it'll give you that step if you do it in Week 14.
That's right. You beat them in Week 14, then you know what? You got the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium, and you're feeling really, really good about having that game at Arrowhead Stadium with an opportunity to take care of New England twice.
But I'm with you right now. I like their defense better.
Yeah, their defense is better.
Through 2 weeks, yeah, for sure.
Who's going to argue that? Nobody's going to sit out there. I think the Chiefs' defense is better. No, it's not. It just isn't right now. Maybe it will be, but at this point, 2 weeks of the season, which is a way too early period to be judging anything, their defense is better.
Well, I think 2 weeks and the offseason.
Sure. Yeah.
The paper one looked better, and through 2 weeks it looks better.
Sure it does. It looks great. They haven't given up a touchdown since the AFC Championship game.
So I'm good with that as the body work, even if it's shorter.
Three straight games without giving up a touchdown.
Chiefs got some work to do.
And you know who they have this week? The Jets with Peter Falk as quarterback. They're not giving up a touchdown in that game either. Luke Falk, my bad.
It's Peter Falk's grandson.
Gotcha.
He's their third, right? Third quarterback?
Oh, yes. Oof. Sorry, I thought you were talking about Peter Falk as his third grandson. I don't know the lineage.
Oh, yes.
No, Columbo's family.
I don't know. Yeah, they were
putting me on the spot here.
They were much, much higher elevated.
How many other grandkids does Peter Falk have, Ryan?
What did those kids do? Could you look it up somewhere? We do test you kind of in weird ways. Like,
really,
did you look that up?
Really put me to the test.
Is he the third? No, I was wondering if he is indeed the third Jets quarterback, right?
Third. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. We'll just go with it.
Great-grandson.
We'll go with that. Kevin and OP, your winner. He wins the Flying Horse Tap Room gift pack just for listening. It was our 7 o'clock hour prize. Give stuff away at 7, 8, and 9 just for listening. We give you a little preview of this week's 60th anniversary Chiefs interview, which is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll chat some offense next.
Fesco in the morning.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.